This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for December 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says 100% of passengers on flights within or bound for the U.S. are now being checked against government watch lists. That fulfills a key 9/11 Commission recommendation a month ahead of schedule. Continental Airlines has reached a tentative agreement on a new labor contract with the Teamsters representing fleet service employees. The union is expected to hold a ratification vote in the coming weeks. The latest Zagat survey finds frequent flyers really don't like a la carte bag fees and really do like Southwest Airlines as a result. Airbus has announced two new engine options for the A320, along with wingtip upgrades to save 15% in fuel consumption. Boeing calls the new Airbus A320neo a vain attempt to match its more efficient 737NG. A developer has scored a through-the-fence access agreement for a new commercial development adjacent to the new Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport. A woman who had been directed to a full-body scanner at Indianapolis International Airport Sunday had her purse stolen by another woman in the line. Police arrested a suspect. Terra Fugia has been named a major subcontractor to AAI, a Textron company, in its work to develop a flying Humvee for the military. The first officer on an Air India Express 737 faces discipline after a seat adjustment gone wrong put the airliner into a dive while the captain was locked out of the cockpit on a bathroom break. And the U.S. Navy faces an embarrassing problem. Spare engines for the Joint Strike Fighter are too big to fit in any Navy aircraft. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, the second and concluding part of a conversation between ANN's Jim Campbell and new EAA President Rod Hightower. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.